Here's another Patmos report you might be interested in. The secret weapon against Kim Jong-un and other potentates. The secret weapon against Kim Jong-un, if you are a Christian, isn't an atomic bomb, isn't an aircraft carrier, isn't an artillery piece or any other military weapon. It's prayer. As I was thinking about this message, I started to wonder, do U.S. presidents publicly pray about important issues? So the best that I could find in my research was on June the 6th, 1944, when the American forces with their allies crossed the English Channel to Normandy, France on D-Day. They had successfully landed, and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt told the country about it on live radio and led the nation in prayer. Evidently, he was the last president that led the nation in prayer in recent times. Can you believe it? By the way, FDR didn't pray in the name of Jesus Christ, so it was what I would call an interreligious prayer any religion would go for. And he even called upon Father, as in quotes, Father, to receive those who would be killed. Can't tell if he meant the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ or not, or the Roman pontiff known as the Holy Father to his flock. Something to remember, though, Roosevelt reportedly was a member of the Masons Holland Lodge, number 8 in New York City. However, in contrast to any God out there, the Bible says in Psalm 33, verse 1, and I quote, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he hath chosen for his inheritance," unquote. The God of the Bible is not Buddha, Muhammad, a Shinto god, or any of those other so-called gods of this world. I'm talking about the God of the Bible and our Father which art in heaven, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father by adoption. Then going back to the Normandy landing, the Allies went on to rid the world of Hitler, Nazism, and their evil agenda, and were pretty much successful. You don't think it has something to do with praying to God, do you? And as for Hitler, did he pray to God in public and ask for victories for his nation? I don't think so. Haven't heard about that. But if you have, let me know. Again, no president has prayed in public since FDR did that I can find, and America hasn't won a war since then either. How about the Korean War? It's been going on since 1950. You challenge. We won the Korean War and drove those commie North Koreans back across the DMZ from 1950 to 1953. But America hasn't won the war yet, and it's still going on. Has the Korean conflict gotten better, or has it gotten worse in recent times? And how about all those other wars that have gone on and are going on? America isn't winning any wars. Maybe you're on the wrong side, America. Maybe you have another God besides the God of the Bible, and you're appealing to that other God or other gods behind the scenes. I believe I heard Ronald Reagan at one time quote scripture you ought to take heed to. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land," unquote. Of course, you can find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 14. Yes, we got wicked ways, don't we? We got fornication going on rampant. We got abortion going on rampant. We got globalization going on rampant. I call those going oners fags. Fornicators, abortionists, and globalists. This is going on, and it's Antichrist. Anti-Jesus Christ, that is. It's all immoral, and the country needs to repent. And as one of Reagan's insightful sayings deduced, if we ever forget that we are a nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. So, the only way you're going to get rid of Kim Jong-un and allow his people to run their lives as free people and have the gospel of Jesus Christ imported into his country is by prayer. Listen, Kim Jong-un could get saved because if God could save you, it would be no hard thing for God to save him. Pray for his nation and yours, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Maranatha!